Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Here we go, another Glory Days podcast.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Bangers, rockets are there, bombs. It's all in the past now.
Thankfully.
It's all in the past now.
I have to
now.
Say now, no, I know.
Remember this, that used to be
I
the call.
I don't want to end up in a row with you. What's unusual, I suppose. But yeah. I don't want to end
why,
up in a row.
Why should I? Why not? Because we why always not? Have a row.
The thing about it is, I'm going to put it out there, right? I know you're a massive fan of Halloween and everything like that.
Yeah, I'm going off it.
I don't love it.
I used to love it. I did love it. I do love it.
It's one of those things. I don't... You know, it doesn't sort of live with me through the year. I don't dread it or anything. But then when it arrives,
It
reminds me of all the things I don't like about it.
What do you mean now?
There's just like, stuff
come
that...
on, you cranky old bollocks. What's wrong with you this time?
Just everything about it becomes inconvenient for me. I don't know what it is. Just Halloween never works out for me particularly well.
Okay, now, all right, then talk us through it. If I was your therapist, I'd say, right, now, okay. Is this an imagined circumstance? Or tell us, what was
I'll cut straight to the nub of us, right?
Yeah.
That is, it frightens me, I think. I think deep down, I'm frightened by us all.
Now, are you frightened
people
by...
People and people and things
not
and
by the
noises.
Ghoulies.
And every no, I'm not, no, not by the suit. No, oh no, fuck me. The ghosts are grand. I'm okay with it. It's people I don't like.
Right. So what are you afraid? You think that someone's going to stick a banger in your letterbox? Or
there could be
gonna...
anything. Could be that shenanigans carry on. Yeah. There's like having to. I don't know. I mean, luckily enough, I
always think Halloween up your way must be like the Wicker Man. It's like everybody comes together and they burn the local blow in. Or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
Are you from Dublin?
Yeah, the new vicar comes and he's like prancing around the village, you know, like, huh?
Yeah.
I presume we'll see you at town hall tonight,
it's
vicar.
Just, it's weird things, you know, it's little old man, steady on now, middle age. Little middle aged man grumps, like, you know what I mean?
Because
we go to bed at a certain time and the bangers are still going off and you're like, well, that's the fuck off.
I'll tell you some of them bangers, yeah. They're great. They're terrible.
Ooh.
Nearly got us in trouble. They're very loud.
And you was a dog lover and everything. I know you don't have the dogs with you at the minute, but you know, I'm just saying general.
Yeah. I know, I do love, I know.
You're contradicting yourself all over the shop.
So what's new there? You're going on about everything. I love Halloween because I just love the whole, why do I love Halloween? Right, first and foremost, it is the final barrier before them fucking Egypts come out with their Christmas stuff, right? It is. It's the final barrier for that. Nothing stops it. As we speak, it is the 1st of November, and let's be honest, there's wankers in putting out, like, shite in shops now that we're going to see until February, probably, right?
Right.
And they're out there now, wankers in wanker jumpers, wanking around shops, shoving shitty... shite bag chocolates on shelves and shite tinsel and shite trees and all. And that's it now. That's the next 3 months of our lives, right? And there's no getting away from that. I love this station. I love this job. But I got me shite all now.
Christmas party. And Santa's coming to Clondalkin. And you wouldn't want to miss it. And bring your fucking presents and their children. And it's only £300 a day.
Or whatever.
And right.
It drives me up the wall. It's like I would rather fire rivets into me head.
Yeah.
For a month.
You'd rather have fireworks set off in your underwear, would you?
Yeah, I would. I'd rather shove a banger in the back of me trousers. And that's one reason I love it. Also, I just love the super spooky sort of closing to the summer. It does feel like it rounds off a summer really well.
Yeah.
You know, we just lose the hours light, the spooky movies, a change of tone.
Do you know what I would do, right? And I think I said this to you the other day, actually, was that I know, you know the way Halloween, it is what it is. It's the 31st of October. It could fall on a Tuesday, a Saturday, a Monday, whatever. It's the date specific.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
I have to say, that is the one thing I would move. I would actually change that and I would make it, I would push it to the weekend of whatever it is.
The last Friday of October.
Or whatever,
yes. That's what I would do, yeah.
Exactly. And then I think you could turn it into an actual, like a sort of a...
Mind you, it was the last Friday. But you know what I mean. That was a coincidence.
Well, no, it was a Thursday.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's Friday today. Sorry, I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying.
Imagine me not knowing.
So, like, you could actually turn it into, like, a sort of a winter St. Patrick's festival.
Brilliant.
Do you know what I mean? And then I think I'd knock some crack out of it.
There you go, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, have it on a fucking weekend is all I'm saying, where I don't have to get up the next morning and I don't, you know what I mean, and I can lock myself away or something. I don't know.
Look at that, the bogeyman himself.
No, I don't mind. Listen, ghost ghouls, they're welcome. It's people that want them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Especially scaredy people with bangers and fireworks.
Bangers and rockets and all. And I do feel, well, no, I was going to say I feel, sorry.
And people who put horses in your garden and all.
Yeah, well, this is it. Wait, you hear that story? He can't talk about it now because of legal wranglings. But Jim is in the situation with a horse at the moment.
Yeah,
that we're trying to get to the bottom of.
What are you doing, horse?
But I will say, you mentioned a Patrick's Day, make it like a Patrick's Day weekend.
Hmm.
What was kind of hilarious, but also kind of shocking with this Halloween was the hoax parade. You see, so there was supposed to be There was never supposed to be a Halloween parade in Dublin. It was never planned. Dublin City Council never mentioned it. It was never on the cards. It was never done. Nothing. And then a hoax website went around and hundreds of people who have no idea how to discern fact from fiction, apparently, turned up on O'Connell Street last night waiting for the parade.
I didn't know in advance of it, it was happening.
Because it wasn't. That's why.
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't even know other people thought it was happening. I didn't know it had happened, which it didn't do, but the people showed up for it.
Well, maybe they were just dressed up as Egypts for Halloween then.
I didn't know they showed. And it was literally only when I came in this morning you told me about it. I went, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then I saw it's on the front page of like
the Irish Times said thousands, but most RTE and the Examiner, all the other, they always say hundreds of people. But it does look like 500
so
plus people.
So hundreds of people were duped into believing there would be a parade.
Wait for it.
With Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo!
Who was going to come in specially from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
to walk down O'Connell Street at Halloween.
On Halloween! And a YouTuber called Mr. Beast was going to be handing out money.
What? Very believable, I'd say.
I mean, honestly, when you get to O'Connell Street, right, on Halloween, and there's no police presence, really. Like, it's just the usual police presence.
Yeah.
You know, there's no barriers. There's nothing. You really think Cristiano's just going to come out with Cleary's or something and go, all right, happy Halloween. Like, surely you would get it before then. Surely before that point, you know, you would think there's no setup. The roads aren't closed. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, and surely you would expect to see media coverage of
something.
You know.
Anything. And so the guards said to them, you know, there's parade's not on. And of course, you get people online then. I mean, this is Ireland all over. Absolutely disgraceful that Dublin City Council allowed that to happen. They didn't!
It was never!
I can't believe they would allow someone set up a website that said it was going to happen. And then it not happen. It's beyond their control. It has nothing to do with them. They never planned it. It's the busiest night of the year for emergency services. They can't send all these guards to O'Connell Street.
They can't do it. You'd love to kind of get one of the people who attended, right?
Yeah.
Somebody came up from Cork and was disappointed.
Somebody came up from Cork.
You'd love to sit them down and say it to them like that. So just so I'm clear. So you were expecting, okay, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Most famous footballer in the world. Who currently plays in, you know, Saudi Arabia.
Do you know what they'd say? Well, if I hadn't been Messi, I'd have known it was a joke.
Right, you're expecting him to come. Yeah, I was. Yeah. And you're expecting another guy who's on a big YouTube celebrity, whatever, to hand out money.
Giving out cash on the day.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. In Dublin, in O'Connell Street, at Halloween. Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was.
And none of that seems sort of like slightly, you know, far-fetched to you or anything like that. No.
I mean, you're going, did you not wonder how you got parking so easy? going to such a huge, you know, stellar event, you know.
Yeah.
It is bizarre. Some people, like, people literally cannot tell the difference between fact and fiction.
It's getting scary.
Website. If you see a website that has a name like IamHalloweenHow'sItGoing.com or anything, chances are it's probably bullshit.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it shouldn't be hard. Everybody's falling for something online. But when you look at the website that was advertising this, apart from the fact that it says for about a week before the parade was cancelled. It was never planned, but it was not cancelled.
Yeah, that was the get-out, was
it? It was the get-out.
Oh, yeah, no, it was cancelled.
And it was just a clatter load of ads.
Wow.
And it gives you times and routes and all that, but people just go, oh, yeah, I am in love with Halloween or whatever.com says it's true, so it must be true. It is terrifying, isn't it?
Man.
It's terrifying.
Mind you, I suppose it's no wonder, like, because you know the way with the scams that used to be the obviously the financial scams.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing about this is, right, the one thing that means that we can sort of laugh at it, right? I know if there's anybody listening to this who attended it, they're going, well, knock the head off you, laughing at me. But I mean, no, the reason we can...
You won't be able to find us. I'll just tell you, I'll meet you on O'Connell Street.
But at least there was no money changed hands.
No, it was a hoax. It was just a pure hoax.
It was a hoax. And so people were embarrassed, maybe. And okay, they might have incurred a little bit of cost, like that poor person who came up from Cork. Wow.
Yeah.
But anyway, but you remember there was the financial scams?
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
You kind of think, you know, when somebody looks at it, you go, like, how could you fall for that?
Yeah.
Whatever they were, Nigerian princes or I don't know, whatever the weird things. Whatever.
Somebody meets somebody on...
But obviously it happens, man.
It does. It
happens
all the time.
People do fall for it.
People fall for all sorts of shit. It's unbelievable. And I know you shouldn't judge and all, but you know you're watching, like, these things, the Tinder swindler or something.
Yeah.
Or you're watching, like, Scammed on Netflix, and it's a woman, a very normal woman, living her life, and then... You know, she goes, I met this fella. And then, oh, it's the same shit. I met this fella. You wouldn't believe it. He turns out he's on the witness protection thing, but he's in the CIA. And you're like, oh. And then, but.
That's a brilliant one, by the way. That one there is a brilliant one.
Yeah, he's on the CIA.
And she was a journalist. She was like a highly respected journalist.
I was just pulling this out of my arse, so I can't believe it's actually a case.
Absolutely, yeah. He claimed he was in, like, this guy, oh, it's amazing. This guy, Bad Surgeon, it's called. You got to go and watch it on Netflix.
There you go. I literally made it up, and then Jim goes, I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's probably Jim that did it.
And he again claimed all of those things you're talking about.
But it's a pattern.
And more. Claimed to know the Pope and all.
Claimed to know the Pope. If you meet a lad on his dating app and he says, I know the Pope, you're... As soon as he asks you for money, don't give him money.
Yeah.
Don't give that man
listen,
money.
Listen, you won't believe it. I'm after walking off without me wallet. But... Yeah, I thought you said you're like literally a sort of, you know, you own a country and a number of oil fields.
Yeah, but I haven't got the, I forgot my PIN number. Oh, it's always something like that.
These jeans. You have them in me other jeans.
It's always I haven't got my PIN number. I'm getting 100 million next week, but at the moment, I'm stuck for, could you give us could you fill up the car with diesel? It's always something stupid like that, isn't it? Could you fill up the car with diesel
and
go to the bank and get the £1 million?
This is going to bite us in the arse, isn't it? This is definitely going to bite us in the arse. At some stage, in the not too distant future, you or I, or both of us, are going to get duped for something ridiculous now, for slagging people off, for being gullible to this kind of stuff.
So, well, they're going to be out to get us now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, you'll never be got. You will never be got.
Why?
Because you wouldn't take it if it was real.
That's the truth. Yeah.
You're a family. You're Mrs.
I could actually genuinely win the lotto. As in, having done the ticket, hold it in my hand.
Yeah.
And go, no, that's somebody
winding
me up.
And your Mrs. would say, look, in my pocket there, look, €6 million in my pocket. And you go, I'm leaving you. This is a scam.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd be like, how is it a scam?
Is Gallagher behind this?
We've been in this together. We've been together for 20 years. No, it's a load of bollocks.
Yeah, that'd be me. I'd be the one having bought. That's a video, is it? What are you talking about? A video?
What are you talking about? You'd be on the Late Late Show and all. And you go, I can't.
Patrick, are you in on this?
I can't believe Patrick Guilty's a scammer. You know, they'd send you on the holiday. You'd be in your old mansion going, any minute now, this fella's going to come through the door and take this all back. Wait, you see.
Have they ever used you as a. You know what I mean? They do that thing where they push your face.
I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, the one, Dottie O'Shea has had them.
Yeah.
Maura Duran has had them. I think Miriam O'Callaghan, they set up some fake thing. They use her face and say, you know, I invested $10,000 in facial inflation surgery. And I'm off to make it.
I can't believe facial inflation surgery didn't take off. Sounds like a fucking winner to me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'd like my face to be inflated, if that's okay.
And it's
certainly, sir. Come in here.
Yeah. Cream made from rhino skin that you put on your head and your hair miraculously grows back. And Dottie O'Shea is going, oh, I was bald for years and I never told anyone.
Yeah. Or whatever. The only thing about it is it gives you this weird accent.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a side effect.
You've never been, because you know, you being a famous face, you know, imagine people use you to scam other people.
No, because Dottie and Miriam and Maura Duran, they're all trustworthy. Nobody trusts me.
No, but I'm going to do a scam now where I con people into paying money to meet you.
Nobody will pay for that. Nobody will pay for that. They don't pay me for that. Nobody will ever pay for that.
I don't know.
And what are you going to do?
I don't know. I just, you know, I might set it up like, you know, a tenor or pop or whatever, you know, the chance to meet hilarious superstar PJ Gallagher.
And what would they say? What would they say, like, if they were going to use
me? €10 now.
For a fake ad, what would they say? Would you like your ears to be unlevel on your head?
No, I'm saying a meet and greet. I might sell a fake meet and greet.
Which you nobody don't even, wants.
No, what all I do is I'll just tell them all. I'll just put your address out. Tell them all to turn up at your door, and that way you know, send me the money, and he'll be there to greet you at this specific address.
And they still wouldn't turn up. I'll be one fella turn up and go, sorry, I didn't. Do I have to do this? Yeah. I'll be like, no, you don't.
What's going on here? I just heard somebody. He's giving away free stuff.
I thought it would count as part of my community service. They'd say.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Anyway, look. We better hope that we aren't targeted because, I mean.
Yeah, it'd be grand. Honestly, I'd worry.
No, I'd be a little bit worried about me. I'd be seriously worried about you being scammed. Does it mean?
Although I'm very skeptical with these things as well.
Are you?
And I can't use the internet, so it's very hard to scam someone who doesn't know how to use anything.
Yeah.
You know. Like, unless
no,
you
but you
can
see,
scam.
Remember that famous situation you had with your bank, which was legit. It was you making the calls.
And
you ended up in the completely wrong section. Well, online.
She asked me what my problem was. I says, I can't do the thing with the money and blah. And she went through step by step. And then she goes, what currency are you trying to change it into? And I was like, I'm trying to take it out. And she goes, no, that's not the section of the website you're in at all. Like,
Yeah. So that's what
she
worries
me. She was like,
me.
No.
It would worry me that somebody would, you know, would be guiding you through it.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to you, they'd be a scammer saying, you know, yeah, what you need to do is you transfer that. I'll give you the number to transfer it to.
I'd be the only person ever where a scammer goes, you know something, it's not worth it. I've been explaining this to you for 6 hours. And you believe me, it's a scam. It's a fucking scam. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
I'm not really a
it's
prince.
It's not worth it. I don't have all day to take your 50 quid. I don't have it. I'm done with this call. I'd be the only person they go. And I'd still be going, but I can't figure it out, though.
Yeah. So come here. What number do I put in? For? Doesn't matter. Yeah, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Matter.
Hang
it
on
doesn't
to
matter.
It. Hang on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want the 50 million. That it's not. Look, it's not going to happen.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. It's a scam. Do you hear me? It's a scam. I'm calling
hanging,
you from a
I'm
different
hanging
country.
Up now. I'm hanging. Don't hang up. Don't. Hang
I'm
up.
Calling you from Costa Rica. It's not real. Can I get your phone number, though? I'll call you back. Don't call me anymore.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
Anyway, it is Halloween.
Yeah, it is Halloween. So regardless of black... If you want to avoid encountering black cats tonight, the best thing to do is pick yourself a good movie.
Scary movie night. Everybody, we're all in it together. Scary movie night. Zombies have been a part of Halloween and horror film sort of legacy since as long as we've been trying to scare the life out of each other for the crack. And, you know, we've all seen a lot of the movies. We've seen the 28 Days Later and The Evil Dead and the whole lot.
Right.
But here's some recommendations from the B-movie archives of ones you probably haven't heard of before, right?
Okay.
So, zombie movies. Nudist Colony of the Dead is out there, apparently.
Yeah, that sounds very much like somebody was kind of saying, well, we don't want to say it's a Jersey movie, so let's call it a zombie movie.
Yeah, I love, honestly, some of the names of these zombie movies are absolutely brilliant.
Why, zombie is nearly, it's a kind of a genre in itself, isn't it?
Oh,
beyond
big time.
Horror, it's like literally all these kind of...
Yeah.
We have a thing about zombies. Zombies and black cats.
Yeah.
Don't tell me there's probably black cat zombies.
There's not black cat zombies that I can see. But there is Dead Time Stories and there's Mark of the Astro Zombies.
Dead Time Stories is a good name.
Isn't it? Yeah. And look at this one. The Mental Dead. I don't know if I should be offended by that or not. The Mental Dead, yeah. Death Metal Zombies looks like a good crack.
That was one for the nomination. Some unusual ones as well. Zombie vegetarians.
Yeah.
That's...
Mad thing, isn't it?
I don't know why I never thought about it like that, but the idea of, you know...
It is scary.
You're used to the idea of flesh-eating zombies.
It is scary. If Jim McCabe came back from the dead and all of a sudden he was going... Brussels sprouts! Root crop, carrots and parsnips. You would think something very dangerous is going on.
Yeah.
You know, and then
you see, because, like, you know, the regular one is the, like, the flesh eating seems to be a thing you don't really associate with zombies.
Definitely,
they're
yeah.
coming for you, they're going to eat you.
But if they're going, they're going to eat
you. But if they're going to go vegan and all this.
They're going to raid your fridge and take all your shoestring broccoli. You don't think it's exactly as scary
yeah.
as before. Abraham Lincoln versus the zombies is out there.
And I remember that movie was actually quite big.
Was it?
That,
yeah?
that got a proper release. I remember coming across that.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. There's a great insight into what Jim watches when he's on his own at home.
I didn't actually watch it, but still.
What about Cockneys versus zombies? That sounds like it could be good, Craig.
And very hard to call.
Yeah, who'd win? which one's even which?
Yeah.
You know?
I was a zombie for the FBI. That's an unusual one, isn't it?
Yeah, and the best thing about that is it's part of a two-parter, and the first one was called Fast Zombies with Guns, which sounds like a really good one for the plot.
Yeah, I still think a few of these now are just, you know, they're kind of shoehorning themselves into the genre to avoid any kind of, you know, like zombie strippers. I'm sorry, you know what I mean? That's attracting more than just your zombie enthusiast.
But you're focusing on, much like as a normal life, you're focusing very much on the blueies there. And you could be watching something that has a bit of artistic integrity to it, like Kung Fu Zombies, which sounds to me like you could learn a lot.
I do really like Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead.
Like, seriously.
Absolutely.
Like,
that's amazing. Poultrygeist.
Yeah, yeah. And then don't forget the absolute one of them all, Zombie Ass. The Toilet of the Dead. It's possessed and it tries to bite anybody that sits on it.
The toilet does?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a zombie jacks.
Unbelievable.
You know, pop-punk zombies.
Yeah. There's one there you could have been in. Look at that. Motocross Zombies from Hell. Motocross.
Yeah. It's great, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, I love it.
Who would have thought that the whole zombie thing was like that big a deal? Mm. I mean, I get it. You know, there's been, you know, classic ones, but obviously, we just have I don't know, zombies are just the go-to
just
thing.
Some of them sound like good bands, though. You know, Chopper Chicks of Zombie Town. I mean, I'd go and see them.
Of course, I
don't even really go to gigs anymore, but if they were in town, or the Zombinator, I'd be there. I'm definitely going to see him. Mind you, that's probably just Eric Clapton at this stage, isn't it?
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Somebody wants to give a shout out to Leisha Kennedy. So Leisha Kennedy graduating from TUD today.
Oh, very good. Congratulations to you.
Where's TUD?
Trinity University Dublin.
Trinity, is that what it is?
Trinity University
Wow.
Dublin.
I never heard it referred like that. But anyway, mum and dad. So Leisha Kennedy, congratulations. So Leisha should be out there. She'll be in the workforce. She'll be in out there on the job market very shortly, you know, looking to hunt down. Probably, you know, if she's a graduate of TUD.
Well, come here now that your mum and dad are texting in and all to congratulate you. Don't forget, it's a good thing to take them along to a job interview as well.
Allegedly. This is where I was going with this. That apparently, I mean, I find it extraordinary that it's a thing. But apparently that is a trend.
It's a trend.
Taking your ma or da or both
from moral
to
support.
A job interview with you.
It's becoming a much more popular thing than it ever used to be.
Incredible.
Yeah, so apparently, honestly, it is. With younger people, they're turning up for job interviews and for moral support, they're just bringing along their ma or their da.
Now, hang a second, let's be clear. Is this somebody going for their first summer job and they need to bring their ma to get a lift?
No.
To go in and work in the shop or whatever.
No, it isn't that.
Are you talking about people actually going for proper grown-up jobs and having their ma or da with them for for the interview?
Yeah, people in their mid-20s and all.
Oh, my God.
Going for jobs and they're just like, I can't face it on my own, you know. We're all very much more open to all sorts of, you know, I'm a bit nervous and I have a bit of anxiety around this and everything. And, you know, we don't anymore say, well, just like, you know, bite the bullet and, you know, just be who you are. You don't give that advice anymore. You go, right, well, we'll all go.
How are you going to get a job if you're going on like that?
You don't say that anymore. You don't say that. So now, but unbelievably, but people are turning up to, you know, grown adults. Like,
wow.
In their mid-20s, they're turning up with their ma.
Sitting there doing a job interview. And so what do you feel you could bring to the company?
Well,
and
you get
your ma turns around and goes, I'll take this one.
Two of us. You get two for one is what you get.
Yeah. I'll bring him to work. I'll make sure he's here on time. Mm. I'll get him up. I have done. I've gotten him up for years now and I won't stop now. He'll be great. He'll always be on time.
Now, it takes three alarms, but at the third one, I do pull the duvet off them completely. And then he does be up after that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's all of that, isn't it? Yeah. And this is your job as a personal trainer in the gym. You think how's your own health and all? Well, I make his lunch from every day now, and I have to say he eats all of it, every bit of it,
all of it.
I cut the crusts off and everything.
I do give him a little treat. I do put in a little Freddo bar sometimes. Just
on a Friday,
but within reason,
Unless he's been cheeky on the Thursday, you get nothing at all then.
This is mad.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and people bringing their dads and everything as well.
Do you get, if somebody asks you a question, if you get one of those, the way we always used to complain about those interview questions, the ridiculous ones like, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Or one of those kind of weird. Yeah. Do you get to go, hang on a second. Ma!
Yeah.
Ma, where will we be in 5 years?
Yeah, your dad and me are taking a trip to Mexico. He's retiring in 4 years, so that's what we're going to do. Yeah,
this is wild.
I think it's brilliant. Yeah, and I'm all for it. You know what I mean? I think I would have passed more job interviews had my ma being there. And if I'm being honest with you,
you wouldn't be stuck doing this if you brought your ma to a few other job interviews.
Well, maybe you wouldn't be stuck with me if I turned up with my ma. Might have been a bit better off.
Yeah, because she'd have probably told the truth. Yeah. Is he, would you call yourself responsible, PJ? I'll answer that.
Hold on. He's
the most irresponsible sod. I tell you something. You want to see the way he leaves his room?
I want to see the state. Yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it? If you had
don't
to.
Tell them that, man. The amount of picking up I have to do is dirty underwear, everything. I have to do it all from.
I think you've hit the nail on the head here. I think any company worth its salt, right? If they really want to know who a person is, when you're doing your job interview, you should have to bring your ma with you.
Yeah.
Or some representative from your family, you know? But preferably your ma, they have to come in and say, right, thanks for coming, Jim. Fair play. You look very professional, but I'd like to ask your ma, when he was going to school now, would he be causing trouble or not? Oh, jeez, he couldn't keep his mouth shut. There wasn't a day I wasn't called up to that school because he was after shoving something in someone's trousers or flicking a fella in the back of the head. And you go, right, and you think he'd be doing that in the office place? Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
And don't
sure, he's never grown out. You're with you said the antics he was up to on the way here.
Oh, God. And when he goes to the toilet, I don't know what he'd be doing in there. He'd be a half an hour in there sometimes.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
0878-18100 if you want to give us a shout. I did say there was a bit of good news. If you're somebody who's planning to do a little bit of trick-or-treating this Halloween coming up on Thursday. Looks as though Met Aaron are saying that it'll be no tricks, just treats on the weather front.
Looks like a decent Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, looks like it could. Because there's nothing, when it's lashing, there's nothing worse. You see, kids traipsing around and
going around in their costumes all flat and wig bits stuck to their faces. Damp old bag.
It takes the, yeah.
Drips all over your chocolate bars and all of that, yeah.
I think it looks as though, Met Aaron are saying anyway, listen, that it looks as though it'll be, it'll be decent.
Don't get out.
I mean, decent is really dry, isn't it? Dry and sort of not absolutely Baltic.
Yeah, double degrees, tens, 11s. It's nice, it's comfortable, And we're all obsessed with the weather apps and everything now. Nobody has one. You have three weather apps.
Yeah. Well, I better check. And you cross-reference them.
And you cross-reference them all. And then you still get it wrong. If you're me, you still get it wrong. But they say now, never mind the apps. The old proverbs are the ones or the things you should. If you know enough of the proverbs, you'll always be able to judge the weather.
Really?
Well, they say one absolute idiot says that. And has they compiled them all for us, right? So they're giving us the message, abandon the apps, learn the proverbs, and you'll always be able to predict what's happening.
Are
right?
you talking about now things like the red sky at night?
Exactly, but they've
Turkish
gone,
delight.
All that, yeah, exactly. All of those things, but they've gone and compiled loads of ones that we would have forgotten about over time. Ones they've used in the past,
Yeah.
If a cat washes her face over her ear, the weather is sure to be fine and be clear. Now that's one. Now
I have never heard that.
Neither have I. These go back, hundreds of years. Some of these,
If a cat
washes her face over the ear, The weather is sure to be fine and be clear. Yeah.
Right.
And don't forget, if you see a clear moon, frost is coming soon. Yeah, yeah, there
right.
you go. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's, okay, yeah, that one I could get. I'd never heard it before, but, that makes sense.
Well,
clear night could be a frosty one.
Well,
I get
who
that.
Could forget this one? If the bees stay at home, the rain will soon come. But if they fly away, then fine will be the day. Who could forget that catchy little ditty?
I was just going to say, how long is that? That's a blooming.
Yeah, yeah.
If the bees stay at home.
Yeah,
sure, there aren't any bees left, we've established.
Okay, well, Grant, what about caterpillars? The darker the woolly caterpillar's coat, the more severe the winter will be. That one doesn't even rhyme. It doesn't even rhyme. Yeah, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
So you have to know what colour a caterpillar should normally be, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a bit darker than normally.
I would have thought up your way you'd have a favourite caterpillar in the town or something you could have looked at, like a groundhog day.
Oh my God.
What about this?
Are these genuine now? Or are you making these up? Is this some
it's they've been compiled by a weather enthusiast, you know. One of these, I suppose they're one of these people that they think they've learned enough proverbs that they now see by just observing nature what's going to happen. Remember like your man in Donegal that used to Like when the
obviously,
fox
a postman
sits on
or something.
When a fox smokes a pipe on a night, all this stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Because I have heard the one about cows sitting down being a sign of rain. Yeah, and I don't know, I can't put it into a rhyme for you, but...
Yeah. You heard the one about, if sheep ascend hills and scatter, expect clear weather. Doesn't even rhyme.
I don't know that it has to rhyme to be a proverb, does it?
Well, it should have some sort of way of
remembering. And anyway, why isn't it just a saying, you know?
What about this one? When the wind blows from the west, fish will bite the best. When it blows from the east, fish shall bite the least. So if you're ever wondering if you're going to have a good day or a bad day, get the fishing rod out.
So that's not even a weather one. That's a fisherman's one.
Yeah, but he knows.
So don't bother going out if it's blowing from the west.
Well,
from the east.
I tell you what way the wind is going to come, according to how many fish you catch or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I thought it was hard to work out some of the weather apps.
Yeah, and then some of them are very specific. If your summer's in Cornwall or Devon, expect the floods to defend from heaven. That doesn't even mean... So now the only way you know if it's going to rain in Wicklow is to ring a lad in Devon. Say, like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
Have you got a decent day or what's happening?
Is it lashing or what?
He says it's lovely, so we're in trouble over here. Yeah,
my
yeah.
My God. Yeah. If anybody has... If you've got one that you think is not sort of like, you know, commonly known... Like the old Red Sky... What is that one? Red Sky at Night, Shepherd's
Bush.
That's good
life,
weather,
yeah.
though, is it?
That...
And Red Sky at Morning, Sailor's Warning or something there.
Yeah, Rain Before 7, something before 11. What was that? I remember that one. Do you remember that one?
No.
Rain Before 7 will be fine before 11 or something like that. But that's just way too...
How does that work?
Hmm?
If it's raining at 7 o'clock, it won't be raining at 11 o'clock.
Something like that, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds scientific.
Well, anyway, remember... When the ditch and the pond offend the nose, then look out for rain and the stormy thing that will blow or something like that.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
Now, of course, as I mentioned there before 9 o'clock, we have in our midst, of course, a published author. The one and only Mr. PJ Gallagher there, of course, because they do say that everybody has a book in them.
They do say that.
Not everybody actually gets it out. PJ did. And in fairness, there are people who maybe shouldn't ever get a book out, regardless of whether it's in them or not.
Not like, very subtle dig there now from Jim McKay. But
no, that's not. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the people who, I suppose, their example was used to compile this particular list. Because, you know, obviously PJ's book was a factual book. It was a reality book. It was, you know, whereas those who kind of involve themselves in the world of fiction.
Yeah.
You know, tend to have an opportunity to get a bit more flowery with their language.
More creative with their language anyway. Yeah. That's most evident. And metaphors are a great way to express sort of demeaning in a situation or the significance in the situation. A good metaphor, well timed, is great, you know.
Right.
And we all know good metaphors.
Pay attention there. That was a published author telling you that.
Well, yeah, there we go. And like that, I am an expert in this.
Yeah. You know, in many areas. It's just one.
Honestly, William Shakespeare is, right up there, in my opinion.
Well done.
So a well timed metaphor, it's a thing, you know. The problem, the thing is, a metaphor has to be relatable.
Right.
It has to be relatable. And it has to have no more detail in it than is necessary to get the point across.
Right.
You know, like two ships meeting in the night. Wonderful metaphor. And you understand, like, the slow coming together of people. Brilliant metaphor.
Oh, wow.
Right? So here's one. What they've done is they compiled some of the worst metaphors they could find.
So these have actually appeared in books. Okay.
Right. So here's a good one, right? Long separated by cruel fate, the star-crossed lovers raced across the grassy field towards each other like two freight trains. Not a bad one, except it goes on.
Like two freight trains. Yeah,
one having left York at 6:36 p.m. travelling at 55 miles per hour, and the other Peterborough at 4:19 at a speed of 35 miles an hour. What in the name of God way is that to snap you out?
Wow, that's... That's meant to sum up the emotion and the scene.
Yeah, almost like this one. John and Mary had never met before. They were just like two hummingbirds that had never met before. What?
Brilliant.
You don't need a metaphor.
Yeah, that's quality literature right there.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I particularly like the red brick wall was the colour of a brick red crayon.
What?
Is that?
We know the colour of a red brick wall.
Brick red.
Brick red crayons. We're not so sure. Doesn't really ring it up in the same way, does it?
It's impressive. Yeah. Wow.
The young fighter had a hungry look. The kind of look you get from not having eaten in a while. That'd be hunger, all right.
That'd be
hunger, all right.
Very hard to argue with that one.
Yeah.
It's quite factual. Quite factual.
Look at this one. She had a deep, throaty, genuine laugh. Just like the sound the dog makes before he gets sick. Isn't that marvellous?
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'd love to have seen
some of the books these came from.
Yeah. It came down the stairs, looking very much like something nobody's ever seen before. That's not even a metaphor. That's just a really unnecessary sentence.
But it also makes no sense.
Yeah.
Imagine something you'd never seen before. Well, how do I imagine that? I've never seen it. What am I supposed to imagine?
And you know the way sometimes you hear a voice, you hear a sound, and it brings you right back to a time in your life, and you might use that as a vehicle to sort of get a point across. Hear about this. He was deeply in love. When she spoke, he thought he heard her like bells, as if she was a dust cart reversing.
Beautiful.
That
gets you right there.
That's what I think of when I think of the loves of my life. What's my favourite vehicle sound like going backwards?
That'll bring a tear to your eye.
Yeah.
Similar to this, there's a lovely bit of nostalgia there. It was a working class tradition, like fathers chasing their kids around with their power tools.
Now there's someone that doesn't know what it's like to be working class.
Is that a working class? I don't ever remember being chased around by my dad with a power tool.
My dad never chased me around with a Kango hammer in my life. For a bit of crack, a drill.
And then, of course, there's the Rudy ones, like that one there. She was as easy as the Daily Star crossword.
That's outrageous.
Shocking. That was obviously from a Bluey. That's the terrible carry-on.
And then there's like that, you try and get romantic again. So you go, she grew on him like she was a colony of E. coli. And he was room temperature Irish beef.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.